request for a CCR cover. They let Nate side, so I dug in Joey Jones archives
for a
one of my favorite CCR songs.
You ever seen the rain?
Hit list
album.
For the Joan Jett butt in there. With my fascination in the morning for girls gave us skies, Delgados gave us that sugary sweet song called Sucrose. Camera obscura answered Lloyd Cole by saying, Lloyd, I'm ready to be heartbroken because I started set off with Lloyd Cole himself from Rattlesnakes doing, are you ready to be heartbroken?
We are approaching the top of the hour,
and at the top of the hour,
you will hear a mock. But it's a classic mock this week.
But first,
this message.
You tuned in to Pandemonium, a public affairs anthology of URCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed on the show are those of the participants, not necessarily those of URCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions of URCT Public Affairs, PA at URCT.org. And now, Pandemonium.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 83FM, a fresh edition of Pandemonium here. It's been a preview show for a few weeks now. Basically, DJs do whatever they want to do. My name is Bill. I normally do a show on Sunday nights called Two Human Name. I've been calling myself for years. CMU, obviously, has a brief history of piping. Today, on our episode, I have Carlisle use the Director of Piping here. He's going to talk a little about self-position. CMU played a few tunes for us. Welcome to the show, Andy. How long have you been here at CMU for?
Hello, Bill. I've been at Carnegie Mellon for almost 12 years. Just coming up to the end of the 12th year.
Yeah, how did that all happen? Where did it start out? How did you end up here?
Originally from Ireland, When I was 77 years old, I took up the instrument, the bagpipe. And just kind of took it from there. Ended up studying with some of the players in Ireland, Scotland, and played some various bands across the water. And then kind of finished up school, and the job that Carnegie Mellon was supposed to, and here I am, 12 years later, 2010 is when I started.
All right, it's now 2022, obviously enjoying your time here. Really enjoy the program here at CMU. I think it's up there with other places in the world.
Yeah, for sure. It was actually the first in the world, we offer a degree in piping, and also the first in the masters. It's really terrific here. Got a really good program and a really good body. The degree program is actually quite small. In that you have to be very high standard, but we also have a lot of non-music majors that play the pipe for less and play in the band, and we also have the opportunity for your first year students to learn the instrument from scratch, so we do a lot of teaching as well here.
But you get a lot of those kind of students that really, you know, it's a lot of people come in and the oddity of it, maybe you don't see it on piping back home.
I mean, usually, with any musical instrument, there's quite a big mental mess to learning it and sticking with it and practicing, and sometimes you get people that get excited by it. But when they learn their academic studies in your science or biology or whatever, they get too much and they give it up. But the vast majority do stick with it. I would say at least maybe an 80% retention rate from when you start out to versus people in that kind of thing. And again, from all over the world, pretty much every continent, aside from Antarctica, I guess.
maybe someday, someday. And obviously, there's the new band, which is pretty active.
Doing a lot of different events.
We'll be doing the graduation ceremony soon.
Yeah, for sure. We've got pretty good plans here. I mean, the last time the American Championship were held, 1919, pandemic, according to Carnegie Mellon. So pretty high standard, and it's very active. And the Greater Edinburgh Demon Day, we just finished up a series of concerts with Rivers Brass Band. A series called Connections, and we'll be playing at Commencement, which is a couple of weeks ago at the Museum Carnival. We're at some Pleasure Parade downtown in Vicksburg. So pretty active in the community as well.
And you're also involved with the Pipers Piping Society here, which is something that a few other pipers started a few years ago. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, it's probably about seven or eight years ago, I started it. So basically, there were a lot of pipers in Vicksburg. A lot of them seemed to live in apartments or condos and things like that that they couldn't practice and didn't have very many opportunities that they could go and Either play with the pipers or play with other pipers, so we kind of just formed this kind of small club. And basically, it's kind of like a late night for pipers, so if you want to come and have a tune from the front of the friendly environment. It's a place for people to come along. And we've had it in various bedrooms, various years, but yeah, we've. The average kind of crowd usually gets about six people, I think.
And it's based on some earlier societies, including one here in Bulgaria.
That's right, yeah. On one of these, there was a bike society, EBS. I'm not sure if they copyrighted the initials by them, but in the late 1900s, there was a bike society. I don't know too much about it, but I've seen records that it existed. It must have kind of stopped existing at some point in the early 1900s. But thankfully, in the 2000s, I guess, we resurrected it. And it's pretty thriving right now, just had an evening or last Friday evening in Coral Hill, and it was a very good turnout. It's at least a dozen pipers that played in the evening.
If there's anyone listening right now that's not really knowledgeable about bag piping or anything like that, where should they check the website for that kind of stuff?
Yeah, Piper and Pipers, we do have a Facebook page, the website's currently under construction, but we do have a website. And the Facebook page is pretty active, as to like the next gathering or meeting or performance that's going to be.
All right, great. Well, let's get into some music and my tunes for us.
Yeah, sure. But first, you're going to play March Rap Band Reel. You want to tell us a little bit of those tunes real quick?
Sure, well, Shamoyan Reels and Reels of the Lord of the Lords are marching, so quite from the military tradition.
And the piece of March Band Reel is a phrase of Castle Grant. The first two parts are traditional, and the third and fourth parts were added by a great piper, George Stuart McLennan. Mistress Bay is a type of island dance, the dance that comes to Mistress Bay. And Mistress Bay is played in Castle. And the reel is a traditional reel, just a different type of Scottish dance, a Scottish reel. And the reel is entitled The Rejected Suitor.
All right, great, get right into it. Andy, all right, Andy, that was great. What do you got? What do you got next? Something maybe, a little faster, a little more party atmosphere.
Sure. I'll inject.
Perfect.
Yes. I'll try to inject more lively. Scottish.
John Allen McGee. That sounds like a very New Zealand type name.
I guess. Well, it's got five parts in it. Apparently, each of the parts represents one of the scenes that he has across Scotland. And then Jake is a composition by Colin McLeod.
All right, perfect. We're coming to the end of this episode of Pandemonium. I've been here speaking and listening to Carlisle, director of Pipe and Ear, and he's got one more piece of music to play. He brought some classical music. You want to tell us about the final piece you're going to be doing?
Sure. Well, Repeater is kind of the classical music for the bagpipe, and it's composed in the Highlands and Islands of Scotland. It traces back to the 1800s, and it kind of originated on the west coast of the Isle of Bora by the Brimley family. And so these are very old pieces of music. And basically consists of a theme, like a melody. And then there's subsequent variations on that melody. As you go through the piece, the variations get more technically complex. but they're all based off the original theme. And the piece that I'm going to play is quite a rhythmic piece called The Red Spinning Pool. There's a couple of different stories behind the name. The first is it's thought that perhaps it's been a mistranslation in the Scottish Gaelic, which I know exactly so he's the red spinning army.
So basically the red hoops, the Scottish clansmen were witnessing.
At the time, and the other story about the tune is that bags are leather, and apparently, one of the Crimans wrestled
the bull,
and killed the bull, and made his bag out of the skin.
Not sure which story is more brutal.
Exactly.
Well, this is a long piece. Back and relax. You've been listening to Pandemonium. This is going to finish off the set. So enjoy. Have a good rest of the evening. Thank you, Andy.
You've been listening to Pandemonium. The opinions expressed on this program were those of participants, not necessarily WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Player Affairs, PA WRCT.org. Thanks for listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
During difficult times, young military families feel the impact when the military spouse is unemployed or family struggles. The Armed Services YMCA answers the call by providing food assistance to ensure military children have plenty to eat and child care that enables military spouses to work. Now more than ever, we need your help by providing relief to military families. Help now at LMCA.org.
Hey, it's just past midnight here on 83 FM, RCT, Pittsburgh. My name is Paul.
We got a thing that we do each and every Friday night.
At midnight.
We call it the Midnight Mock.
It's not midnight.
You're listening to me.
You'll find yourself, so that
you're not crazy.
You're not in the wrong time zone.
You are probably listening to an encore presentation of the Mock Radio program.
But Mike Mock is strong.
Barrett Strong celebrating his birthday today.
He's 80 years old today.
Barrett Strong.
You're actually the very first artist signed to
Barry Gordy's Pamela record label.
And had a hit.
Money, that's all I want.
But then he went on and paired up with Norman Whitfield.
Became a staff writer.
He wrote a ton of songs
that became hits.
Other artists.
Amazing.
We're playing the writing team, the Temptations.
So I attended a Temptations mock.
And I'm like, no.
Let's showcase the variety of artists that Barry wrote songs for, or Barrett.
Barry just sat back and collected money, I believe.
I'm talking about Barry Jr.
But anyway, I digress.
Let's get ourselves to the mock.
Speaking of Barry Gordy, he actually didn't write this one.
It's the aforementioned.
Money.
That's all I want.
Barrett Strong's.
Big hit.
Came out in 1999, this version.
The original.
The Flying Lizards.
Yeah.
will go cry. I can tell you're going to cry. This is it only me. If it is they gave you tears, I'm not worth it. You can see. For I'm that type boy.
Barrett, take us to
a normal day
when you were staff writer. You were writing songs for the temps.
What would you do? Go to the office. Punch in, sit down somewhere. Studio.
We're writing a house from time to time, and then we go there and listen. Last time we just kind of tape on it, first we do the track, then we write the words, and we listen to the tapes, and we sit there, and we go to sleep, and we wait till later to do it. And mostly, a lot of the pressure, we go to the studio, and the heck was time. So we're writing at night, or something before, one studio.
You would lay down the tracks as they eventually got released with the band, the musicians, and then the performers would come down, they would be out on the road, and they would come into town, and we'd be in the studio. And they'd sing to the tracks that had already been laid down.
Exactly, yeah. Well, that's all we had to do, it was like a machine going all the time.
And you still make money off of those songs.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
that's how it is.
Brag, went back to the parlay album, all young,
doing wherever I lay my hat, I hit for Marvin Gaye. Slits in there with the grapevine. A lot of people think that's Gladys Knight, but originally released by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Start off the entire set with the 1979 version of this song. This song was done by the Lizard. That was a very strong mock here on the People of Mock Radio program. Just drop me an email. Control simple. WRCRCRequestGmail.com. Let me know what you want to hear. I'll give you some feedback. I try not to repeat mock. In fact, I try not to ever repeat mock to mock if I can. I might have repeated one or two over the years. Keeps me on my toes.
Hey, you know what I should tell you about Attic Records. Why? Because they're joining you and supporting the URCT. Attic Records in Millville. They're open 7 days a week.
They provide new and records, CDs.
Well, that's it. From reggae, hip-hop, doo-wop, and all those stops in between.
The family-owned and operated Attic Records for quality music records. No collection too big, no collection too small. Attic Records, Millville, 412-821-4444 is their phone number.
We got about 24 minutes left in this program.
I got a stack of songs that I really want to get out on the air for you. So we shouldn't waste time.
Speaking of birthdays,
if you were still alive today, he would be 107 years old.
Who would be 107 years old?
William S. Burroughs.
All right. Yes, I take the neck. I'm going along, someone else's song. Put myself into it. Yeah, love from my name. Warren Gifford. Not one of my favorite people, but that's where it came from. Got three for the price of one.